Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, December 23rd, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. Today, we have state wrestling champion Jackson Carney, who's a junior, with his father and coach, Jack Carney. This past weekend, the Wrangell Wolves Wrestling took home their first ever state championship in the Division II Finals from the 2025 ASA First National Bank Alaska Wrestling State Championships in Anchorage. You can call in to ask a question. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, guys. How are you all today?
Doing good. Doing good.
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. Good. Yeah. So you took home the state championship. How does that feel?
It was like a dream. It was awesome. So many things fell into line. So many people wrestled well. And it all clicked in the end.
Feels great after a lot of work. It took a lot of preparation, insane amount of preparation this year. It's been kind of a grind from club season to three camps this summer. Just all the extra details. So when it finally happened, the last match, we were pretty excited.
Yeah. Will you talk about this preparation? Just like I know you mentioned just a few things, but what did it take?
Well, out of season, it's club state. We went to club state for the first time ever. So that was fun. Then we went to three camps this summer. And so we had a group go to one. Jackson went to another one. And then we had one for our younger daughter. She went to one. But then preseason, a bunch of the kids run cross country. And we know the girls won their state title this year, and the boys got second. So most of those kids cross over and went straight into wrestling season. With preseason, you know, there's about 10, 15 practices before actual practice, and then just showing up every day, 2 hours a day, traveling almost every weekend. We went to the Lancer tournament for the first time ever. We traveled more this season than ever. I think we had over 500 matches with 28 wrestlers. It was just a lot went into it. We had to get weight certs. We had to do all the extra stuff. Grades, making weight, blah, blah, blah. So a lot went into it. We had to qualify guys at the region tournament to get there. And we ended up going to state with the biggest team out of anybody. Even the large schools with over 400 kids that we were competing against, we were able to field the biggest team.
And there's obviously 75 people in the school.
75 kids in our high school, somewhere between 70 and 80. And so it's just, we had won the ACS or the MCCA tournament, which is the biggest tournament for small schools. And we won both the small schools trophy and the overall trophy, tying with Kenai that tournament, the same group that we barely edged out at the state tournament by 6 points.
Yeah. Amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I know this championship, because of this, you've been talking to the media, I think, since Saturday, right? So thanks for coming in and talking with KSDK and your local community, too.
Yep. There's quite a few people coming up to Jackson right after. Legendary Klaus Stolp. I don't know if you know him, but he's in Juneau now, but he's been in Sitka. And he interviewed Jackson right away. Yeah, so we've been talking to a few people.
Yeah, yeah. So how many Wrangell Wolves wrestlers joined you guys?
So we had we started with 28. We brought 25 to regions, and then we had 18. We had 17 qualify outright. One was drawn in as an at-large, Xander Bartlett. And it's a good thing he was drawn in, too, because he scored us, I think, 7 points, and we wouldn't have won without this freshman going out there and pinning two guys. So we brought 14 boys and 4 girls, so 18 total.
18 total.
Yep.
And I read that the second round was challenging, but you guys were winning the first round. And will you talk about how this all came about for you guys?
Yeah, so first round, we had some guys go through the first round into the quarterfinals. And then we had a lot of kids on our team butt up against number 1 and number 2 seeds. So wrestling the toughest guys in the tournament. And we had a couple losses in that round. So by the end of the first day, we had 3 Wrangell wrestlers push through into the finals. Only 2 kids were out of the whole tournament, but everyone else wasn't in it for the championship anymore. And Kenai had pushed through
4 guys.
4 guys to the finals. And so because of that, They were actually ahead of us by 24 points the first night. So we had to go back the second day and make back all that ground and the consolations to win.
And it was pin after pin after pin. We had kids like Ben Hauser, Curtis Herriger, Ryder Ritchie, Everett Meisner, that pushed through and actually placed. And then guys like Ian picked up some good points. Lennox Garulli picked up some good points. And everybody just wrestled tough. So everybody knows what's going on. The whole tournament's watching. And we just kind of were stormtroopers through, right? So it was pretty hilarious. We ended up with 23 pins. The second place team had 13 pins. So we had 10 more pins than any other team in the state. And if we hadn't gotten those pins, we would not have won.
Yeah. Yeah, and Kenai and Rangel was tied, right? Like during the second, and then you guys.
Yeah, so like we said, we pushed two in, Cody Barnes for the boys. Courtney also was in the finals for the girls, but Cody was in the finals and Jackson was in the finals. But Kenai had four in the finals as well. And one of them, Jackson was going to wrestle a Kenai guy. So Jackson could cancel that guy out or not. Long story short, all the other matches got wrestled. And right before Jackson's match, it was 140-140. So whoever won that match, it was like the old days where you have two armies and you send two soldiers out to fight and decide who wins. That was kind of what it was. So he not only was going to try to get his state title, he was trying to win it for the team, which was arguably more important at this point because he already had his own title. So he was really excited to go out and compete. And a lot of times you got to ask yourself if you want to tell the kid the pressure's on them or not. We told Jackson right away, and he was excited. Everybody was excited that it was Jackson with the ball in the end.
Yeah, Jackson, tell us about this. Like, what? Tell us about this match.
Well, it was kind of crazy because just the way it panned out, it was like just going up to a climax. I mean,
it was drama.
Yeah, it was the last match of my undefeated season. It was the last match of the entire night. Whoever won took away the state title. It was between me and a guy from the other team. So it was this really high stakes match, and the plot was just crazy. So going into it, I was just pumped up. I was not going to lose. I was so ready for that match mentally and physically. I'd been preparing for this since last year in December, and got to go out there and wrestle, and I just wrestled free and waited to see what happened, got the win, and it was so rewarding winning it in the end. Getting to look at my teammates all getting pumped up because they all won state too. It was great.
It was kind of a gift, you know. It was like we were, you know, it was a lot of preparation, a lot of work, right? But it was also there's some things that fell into place that we had no control over. It was pretty cool.
Amazing. And I read that it was about a little over 3 minutes that match.
Yeah, Jackson put him on his back twice. He actually got put on his back for a second, for a couple seconds. For the second time of the season ever, he hadn't been that close more than once, but he pinned him in about what second period, halfway through second period.
Yeah, I think it was like 3:48 or something.
But what's cool is right before the match, you know, we already knew that Jackson had everything he needed to win. Right, he wakes up at 7 a.m. Or sorry, 6, he goes to practice at 6 in the morning. He lifts weights every day. He goes to practice, and he does all the extras, right? And if you do all the extras, our mantra this year was make it look unfair. Work so hard that when you go out there and wrestle, it looks like it's not fair for the other guy, right? And so the preparation is what did it. So right before the match, I could say, you've done this, done this, done this, done this. Now the hard work's already been done. I'll go win the match. So the confidence was, it was really nice to have that. It wasn't like we were throwing a Hail Mary hoping to win.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You guys definitely, the whole team practiced this way season.
Yeah. We do have quite a few showing up at 6 a.m. We have quite a few in the weight room. Yeah, you're right. And a lot of them showed up to camp this summer as well.
Yeah, I think I was talking previously last year probably with a wrestler, and it might have been you, Jackson, but just whoever this was, I'm sorry, I don't remember, but they were saying that, you know, it just puts you in this mindset, this, like, you can focus, and yeah, do you feel that way?
You talking about flow state?
I don't even know what flow state is.
Yeah. So if you prepare in a certain way, right, and you do it the same way every time, it's kind of like if you're getting a kid ready for bedtime, right? If you just if you have a routine, you read them a story, you say a prayer, you turn off the light, they'll go to bed. But if you try to skip the routine, they're not going to bed, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same with your mind when you're going out to wrestle. You stretch the same way. You mentally prepare. You get a sip of water 15 minutes earlier. You do all the things in a row. And by the time you step on the line, you're ready to go. You're not thinking as much as you are just embodying what you're doing. So, Jackson, go ahead and talk about flow state.
Yeah, it's one of those things where when you're training the same way, warming up the same way, you get on the mat. And it's not so much that you're thinking about what you're going to do as much as you're feeling it. It's just you're unlocking all the practice you've done for so long. And you just reach a point where you can just do the things you've trained so many times. It's wrestling freely. You're not trying to force things.
Yeah. And do you feel like this helps you in other aspects of your life, too? Just this routine.
Flow state is something you can reach in a lot of things, but for me, it's especially in sports.
Yeah, but not so much flow state as just being in great shape. Mm-hmm. Cross country, for example, it doesn't hurt for his cross country season. It doesn't hurt with the mental toughness of pushing through really hard college classes. a lot of kids will quit or give up in challenging situations, and so there's all kinds of things that translate over to other sports. And to other, academics and real life, not quitting on people that matter to you, stuff like that.
Yeah. Jackson, are you taking college courses right now?
Yeah, I took a couple this semester.
Okay. What did you take?
I took philosophy, English, math, and science.
Nice. Awesome. Okay, so going back, you mentioned sophomore Courtney Barnes.
Yeah.
And she took second at the 125-pound girls division. And what I learned through reading the paper, she wrestled against someone who trained at the Olympic Training Center.
Yeah. So this girl's an All-American. I think she took third at Nationals, Fargo, I believe. But she was, seriously, at the Olympic Training Center this season, so Courtney had never met up with her. They trained on Team Alaska last summer together, so they knew each other. This girl's really strong, very explosive. And it's a 126 weight class. And Courtney went out there and just wrestled tough. She got in on the girl's legs a couple times, had the girl kind of nervous. She ended up losing 1-7, but she looked so good out there. And as a sophomore, I'm just really proud of her. To know she's competing, against a national somebody who did well at nationals and isn't getting pinned in the first round or anything. She went the whole distance and looked really good. Was respectful, shook hands, no pouting. So I was really proud of her.
That's awesome. And then you also mentioned Ryder Ritchie and Xander Bartlett and Ryder place.
Yep. So Ryder took third. He was ranked second, but he ran into a really tough kid from New Stuyahok. And so he had to battle back through. And it was good that he did because he pinned everybody. And he beat the kid's brother that beat him and pinned him. And then in the last round, I think he got a 25-second pin and took third as a freshman. So that's big points.
Okay, yeah, he's a freshman. Go
ahead. He's the highest placing freshman we've had since 2018.
It's been a long time for a freshman to do that well.
Awesome.
And I don't want to skip over Cody Barnes, right, who also took second. So Courtney's brother, Cody, also made it to the finals, which making it to the finals is a high, high honor, right? I mean, maybe, I don't know how many times in Wrangell history it's happened, but making it to the finals is a big deal. And he went out there against the number one seeded guy. The guy was 27-1 or something. And Cody hadn't beat him for a couple years. And Cody, first round, put him on his back and held him there for a little bit, got some back points. He made it a good match. He ended up losing, but once again, came off the mat super respectful, shook everybody's hand. And I'm just really proud of how everybody composed themselves in the wins and the losses. So Cody Barnes was somebody that led the team to this title.
Yeah. Awesome. And so you took home other awards too, like the Sportsmanship Award.
Yeah.
What will you talk about the Sportsmanship Award?
So the referees just watch everybody throughout the tournament. They're on the mat with you. They're actively actually participating in the matches with you. and they vote on the best sportsman. Usually the champions don't get it. Usually they pick a nice team that does really well with being a good sport but doesn't win. They didn't know we were going to win. And I had so many compliments from the tournament directors at ASA to the different the referees. They would come up after a match and be like, I don't know what you're doing with your team, but this is a special, cohesive group. I'll quote the tournament director. She said cohesive, right? They all warmed up together. They all cheered each other on, supported people in the wins and the losses, right? Not just shunning and making fun of somebody if they lose. We had some kids not wrestle the best, and but everybody was still loving and respectful when that happened. So they voted for us for the Sportsmanship Award. Now, this is the second time in a row that we got it. We also got it about 4 years ago, and our girls' team got it about 5 years ago. So we've gotten several of these in the last couple of years, which says a lot about our team.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jackson was voted the Division II Outstanding Wrestler. That's different than the championship, right?
It is. Usually it is a champion that wins, but the coaches all decide who's the best, who is the most, the one that stands out the most. Sometimes they look at seasonally, sometimes they look at the tournament. He was the only Division II guy to win the Lancer tournament, and he was the only guy to win undefeated this year. So those two things were feathers in his cap, but then how the drama played out, all these guys are kind of wrestling geeks, right? So they all knew, everybody in the room knew what the score was. So everybody's watching that match to see who had won. And they all had their ballot. All the coaches had their ballots. And right when Jackson won, I saw guys writing his name down and printing it in. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. Jackson, tell me about this. Tell me how you feel about that.
The OW thing was pretty validating because OW isn't something you can determine if you're going to get or not. It's one of those things where people have to vote for you. It's not something you could just go out on the mat and make sure you earn it. So I had to not only win, but I had to make sure I was wrestling at my best this tournament and throughout the whole season. And just getting it was kind of like, it just showed how much work we've put in and how much everything we've been doing has just paid off. So I was pretty pumped. I was surprised, and I got it, and I think, if I'm not wrong, it's the first time we've gotten an OW in Wrangell.
That's the first one I've heard of. I don't know.
Wow. Awesome. And last year, Jackson, you won a state title at 140 pounds too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have plans? Like, you're a junior right now. What are your plans for the future?
Well, I definitely hope to go to college and wrestle. I'm trying to figure out where and how I'm going to do that, but we're working on trying to get some college scholarships and go.
Yeah.
Keep wrestling.
Talk about a couple of colleges you're looking at.
Couple colleges I've been trying to talk to and calling is Corbin University. Got to talk to them a little bit, and then Southern Oregon University. So it was pretty cool to get to talk to some coaches and just look into what I'll be doing in the future.
Awesome. Yeah, and now's the time to do that, right?
Yes.
Yep. And Coach Carney, you were awarded the D2 Coach of the Year Award. How does that feel?
Very similar to what Jackson said. You got to get voted. So sometimes it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like a popularity contest. And sometimes, you know, maybe both the outstanding wrestler or the Coach of the Year can be political. This year, bringing the biggest team up from a really small school and then performing the way we did, and having them be so respectful while they were winning the way they were, and then having it all come down to Jackson's match, it felt really good. I've gotten assistant coach of the year before. To get the head coach of the year really meant a lot. I wasn't expecting it, and it was kind of like a dream. I've never heard of anybody winning all those at the same time: championship, sportsmanship, OW, coach of the year. And so I just really appreciated the wrestling community for letting us know that they appreciated how hard we were working.
Yeah. How did you all celebrate?
Well, we go to Texas Roadhouse, and we spend a lot of money on really nice steaks, pretty good steaks, a lot of ribeyes, and a couple kids get burgers, and that's kind of disappointing. But we drank a lot of Slade and just had a great time. That's how we celebrated. And then we're going to have a big seafood boil at the Phillips house on the 28th, so the whole wrestling team's going to get together. You know, we watch our weight, we maintain our weight, no grease or whatever, So we ate some, you know, Bloomin' Onion type things and jalapeno poppers. And so it's just kind of like letting loose after so much discipline. Yeah. It was pretty funny. I look over at Ryder Ritchie and he's drinking a pop. And he's used to me just like snapping at everybody for drinking garbage or whatever. And I said something to him. Everybody looked at him and his face turned white. He thought he was in trouble. We all had a good laugh because he was not in trouble. He was just celebrating. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, awesome. So cool. So how long have you been coaching for?
So it's kind of all the way back to middle to when I was in college. I helped out with little guy wrestling. But then I was in a village called Chinega Bay. So I've coached Native Youth Olympics. I've coached basketball. I started a team out there. But since I've been to Wrangell, it's been since like 2015. I was athletic director for a year, and then I was middle school head wrestling coach ever since then. And then I got assistant wrestling coach up till about 4 years ago, and now I've been the head wrestling coach for about 4 years. So off and on for quite a while, like 17 years, but here in Wrangell about 11, something like that.
And did you have a vision when you started coaching? And obviously you're a mentor too.
Yeah, definitely had a vision. You know, when I was in high school, my coach, Kimber, said, you're going to be a high school teacher and a wrestling coach. That's what he told me when I was in high school. And I'm like, yeah, we'll see. Anyway, I went and got my teaching degree, and I took a college class on coaching from a national champion coach, believe it or not. Transcripts. Let's see here. I've got my daughter, Isla, giving me trouble. So when I came here, you know, I knew Wrangell had a great history in wrestling, and I always wanted to get in. So I assistant coached under Jeff Rooney for a while. And when I became a coach at the middle school, I said first year, our goal is to be the best team in the state. And that was kind of crazy, kind of audacious, you know, especially for such a small town. Remember, 75 versus 400. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. We're not competing against just 1A, 2A. We're competing against 3A also. You know, a lot of these state titles and banners have to do with just 2A. We have to compete with 3A. So it's kind of tricky. It doesn't make sense. The numbers don't make sense that we'd ever win. I said, we want to make the best team in the state. And I said it every year at the beginning of each of my seasons as head coach. I started saying it in the high school a couple years ago when I started. It's crazy that it actually happened. You know, a lot of times the best team isn't the team with the most points. You know, you just high quality kids that just work like crazy. You don't have as much as everybody else, but they're like, you know, the best team pound for pound. To actually get the team points is insane to me. So it's really nice. And I just hope we can keep that momentum going because we got a really good team coming in this next year. Some eighth graders that are coming in like Tommy Wickman and Carson Christian and Jaden Doherty and Quentin Davies. There's a bunch of them that are coming in that are really tough. So I think we're gonna keep the momentum next year.
Amazing. And Jackson, how long have you been wrestling for?
Well, I've pretty much been wrestling as long as I can remember. So I think it's been about 12 or 13 years now.
Yeah.
And I mean, I really, really started loving it in middle school. That was probably the biggest change. And I didn't start gaining a ton of traction and being like a top level wrestler until eighth grade year. And then from there, it's just been go, 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 trying to get as best as I can, as fast as possible.
And do you have a vision? Like, what's your vision?
Well, part of it, we kind of already talked about. I really want to go wrestle and mm-hmm. compete at a competitive college. I don't so much care what division I go, but I want to go to a school where I can continue to get better and improve, and then hopefully All-American at whatever level I'm at.
Awesome. Do you have any plans to coach as well in the future? And you are kind of coaching, right? Are you coaching?
I'll be helping with the middle schoolers in 2 weeks, and I definitely did a lot of help with club. As a team captain, there's a lot of things I do to help on the team, and I have a feeling I'll probably do some coaching later in life. Very, very high chance.
Very high chance. He runs the room when I leave. He runs the room very well. He's like a third coach, you know, on the team. And he keeps a focus. He keeps things fast tempo. He doesn't talk too much and let the kids get cold. He's not too hard on them. So he is going to be a really good coach if he decides to go that route.
Yeah. And so wrestling for next year starts in 2 weeks?
Yeah. So you're right. You're right. So middle school wrestling starts up soon. Right after New Year's, we're going to have a preseason. We'll have a party, preseason party, and then we're going to start on the 7th. And Jackson's going to help out with that. We're going to have a couple other guys helping out, working with the middle schoolers. He's going to be working with Tommy Wickman because Tommy's big. And we'll have some smaller guys working with the little guys. And then we'll do club season. Then we'll do some camps this summer, or a camp. We'll see what happens with fishing. He's going to be fishing too. And then right back into it. So he's going to be training his incoming freshmen. So if he makes sure these 8th graders are doing what they're supposed to, just like he did last year with Ryder and Xander and all them, we have another chance at placing really high next year as well.
Awesome. And you have your kindergartner, your daughter here, Isla, right?
This is Isla. Can you say hi, Isla?
Hi.
Is she wrestling?
Yep, she's going to wrestle this year. Little guy wrestling starts mid-January, and they have it K through 5th. And she's really excited to wrestle. Her uncle and coach Jeffrey Davidson are going to be coaches as well. So it's going to be a good time.
What are you feeling about the wrestling, Isla?
Are you excited? Just say, go ahead and say what you're feeling.
Good.
She says good, everyone.
Oh, is there anything else you guys want to say about the season, the championship, all of it?
Yeah, man, the whole thing was just really a blessing. I'm very thankful for just the way things panned out, the way the Lord blessed us. And I'm excited to see how things go in the future. I hope that we can continue to just be role models to the people around us and make decisions that show where our thoughts truly lie.
Yep, and I also like to thank the whole community, you know, from people who donated halibut, you know, like Cody Angerman donating halibut from sea level, Peninsula Seafoods, Dustin Phillips giving halibut as well, Jake Harris doing the fundraiser, and just providing a venue and us being able to make money that way, the parents for all the support that they gave all this year, my administration, the newspaper, the Stikine Sentinel for reporting on us, you for obviously having us in today, but just our community for buying tickets, and this is a community effort, and just all the support we've gotten is overwhelming. So we just really appreciate a community that puts a high emphasis on kids doing well and supporting programs that are going to build the future of Wrangell in Alaska. So thanks to Wrangell.
Yeah, awesome. That was Jack and Jackson Carney on the state championship wrestling.